Just Earth by Tony Juniper. The one sentence summary. A fairer world can save the planet, and we need system shifts to achieve real lasting change. What the book says. From soil loss to wildfires, degraded rivers, mass migration and conflict, the environmental crisis is already here and is set to get much worse. While billionaires build remote bunkers and make plans for colonising Mars, climate collapse impacts the vulnerable first and hardest. Inequality isn't just about who suffers the consequences, it is the main obstacle blocking action. What is needed is fairness. We can't fight the climate and nature crisis without addressing the ever-widening gap between rich and poor. A 2024 study by the Potsdam Institute showed that climate change impacts could lead to a cut in global income of a fifth by 2050. This is six times as much as it would cost to decarbonise the economy to meet the 2-degree warming limit. Contrary to the idea that economic growth and environmental goals are different things, it is in fact a linked system in which nature sustains the economy. We have a triple crisis of climate, biodiversity loss and pollution, which are all interconnected. Climate change and ecosystem degradation are not actually environmental issues, they are in fact economic issues. A lack of connection to the natural world has been called nature deficit disorder. There are significant human costs that come from alienation from nature, whereas the presence of it can reduce mortality and help health and recovery times. With limited environmental space, it is no surprise that our collective impact has increased as the economy has grown. The richest 10% are responsible for half of total lifestyle consumption emissions, and the poorest 50% only around 10%. Even the better off people in developing countries have emissions that are below those caused by the poor in rich countries. The wealthiest 1% account for half of all aviation emissions. Only 11% of the world's population take a flight at all, with just 4% being overseas. The fast fashion industry has a lot to answer for, generating poor quality clothing to allow people to keep pace with trends. Clothes manufactured in China and Bangladesh are shipped to the USA, Europe and Asia, and if no one buys them, they're dumped in the Atacama Desert, an area several square kilometres large that can be seen from space. The motivation behind this was first explained by Thorstein Veblen in his 1899 book, The Theory of the Leisure Class, which defined conspicuous consumption as the practice of buying goods primarily to show off wealth and status. The influencer industry has taken this up to another level and created what is now called the biosphere, that's spelt B-U-Y-O-sphere, and the true biosphere can't cope.